Well, we'd like to wish a happy birthday, belated birthday, to Justine and Stacy, Tracy.
Welcome to my radio show. My name is Adela Wisdom, and I'm running for Congress for United States Representative of the 3rd Congressional District of Missouri. And I put out there a month ago that I want to answer the questions that are important, that we need to talk about issues that are controversial, and we need to help find a common ground. We need to find solutions, and we need to be empathetic and sympathetic to everybody. And therefore, I started doing this. I do a written question every day, followed by a live YouTube video. And then I do a live radio show like we're doing today that gives you the opportunity to call in, ask me questions, or download it later. If you're listening, you can call in at 347-324-5311. And so I think this is really important. It's been a real wonderful learning experience for me. So I take the question and I answer it, and I post it out. And what's ended up happening is everybody's answering the question, which is wonderful because I'm getting this amazing feedback and I'm getting a lot of diversity on topics. So I'm learning about positions and situations that I may not have thought about or been aware of when we're covering a certain topic. Hold on 1 second, folks. All right. Sorry about that. I had a lot of wind in the background. I had to turn a fan off. I've learned a lot. I've been getting a lot of different feedback. And so one of the topics that we talked about in the very beginning was CAFO and animal feeding and concentrated animal feeding operations. And so one of the things I wanted to do was take a tour to a CAFO facility, mind you, on a very neutral basis. So I did give my response about it, but on a very neutral basis, I wanted to learn more. So I'm going to be taking a tour in a CAFO facility. In addition to that, there is a opposite side of the spectrum is pretty much an anti-CAFO movie that's going to be played in Columbia, Missouri. And I'm going to be attending it. It is being held by a Democratic Party, which, you know, is fine because I need to learn all aspects of it so that I could make educated decisions or regulations or lack of regulations regarding industries that I may not be familiar with. So I'm going to expose myself to the good and the bad and everything in between. And therefore, if somebody comes at me with rhetoric or propaganda, I'm going to have a science-based approach to it. I'm going to know what I'm in for. I've even done this, like I took a tour of the nuclear power plant, Ameren, here in here in Callaway County, because I wanted to learn more about what's going on in my community and am I going to be making decisions based on this organization and this company. And so I'm really going out of my way to learn about these topics because in these issues and these questions and these concerns, because I really want to represent District 3, the 3rd Congressional District of Missouri. I think I need to be aware of all aspects, right? I'm a constitutional Republican, but that doesn't mean that I don't have the ability to compromise. And I think that's what people should be wanting from their representatives, someone who's going to listen to everybody, because infrastructure doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat when you're the one driving on the road. Today is question 22, and it's about the media. I was asked, how do you feel about our media, fake news, etc.? I don't believe the media is reporting the news accurately. I feel the media is biased and unable to report the simple facts. Now, one of the things that came about during this question was it got so sidetracked about fake news, that term, that fake news coined term. And everybody was so sidetracked about Trump. And he claimed it, you know, fake news and misinformation has been going on since the beginning of time. And so it may be more in our face now, and maybe it's more obvious, and that's why we're starting to hear it a lot. But I do believe that people should take responsibility for their own judgment and do their own research. We have the internet. We have a library you could go and research stuff at. And so don't take anything at face. Realize that they're going to use inflammatory language. You know, they're going to use pathos, logos, and ethos to is it the art of argumentation, or is it the art of rhetoric, or is it the art of persuasion? And you need to realize that. You know, you can look in John Toolman and learn argumentation, the art of argumentation. And then you can see that, okay, there's a claim, and now that claim has to have supporting evidence. And are they creating a fallacy where they're comparing apples and oranges, you know? Yeah, you know? And we need to be able to identify that right off the bat. If they're leading with something that's negative, I have a theory of negativity that I live my life by. Therefore, I don't try to use negative approaches on anything. For an example, when I talked about pro-life and pro-choice, people were like, why do you have to say they're both pro? Well, because I don't want to start the conversation on a negative foot. I have this thing that I'm adamant about, and I believe in positivity, and I believe that when you approach things in a positive manner, it comes back to you. So with that being said, the media has tremendous power in setting cultural guidelines and in shaping political discourse. So it's really essential that the news media, along with other institutions, are challenged to be fair and accurate, meaning call them up, ask them. You know, the first step to challenging biased news coverage is documenting the bias. So is this organization Fox News or CNN, are they only hiring journalists who are going to have their own narrative and their own belief system? So in the U.S., there are 6 corporate media giants that own 90% of the U.S. media market. That's GE News or GE News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS. So it would really be naive for anyone to believe that the people writing the paychecks for these for the people doing the reporting of the news don't hold some sway over how the news is going to be reported or how it's getting reported. So this became really apparent during the United States presidential election. The media corporate owners contribute significant campaign contributions to their favorite candidates on the hand, you know what I mean? So on this hand, they publicize news stories with a positive spin for their own favorite candidate, like CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and The New Yorker and The Blaze are just a few examples. So with that being said, we have to watch it with what it is, with an open face. I watch CNN News, and then I go to Fox News, and they both do it. And I go to both because I want to find the middle ground. I want to figure out what it is that they're talking about. So is it news? Is it the art of argumentation? Is it the art of persuasion? Are they giving me rhetoric? Are they giving me propaganda? Is it loaded with inflammatory language? See, the media coverage should be fair and unbiased. And we need to make sure that we challenge corporate media bias, the way they spin and the misinformation that they put out. But with that being said, I do also respect our First Amendment, and I would never want to squash the freedom of press. But I do believe that education, I recall education is the key, because I recall sitting in junior high, and I think it was sixth or seventh grade, and my teacher, his name was Mr. Fox, and we had to watch the news, and we had to do a one-page essay about what the news covered. And if you wanted to do like a mini series about everything that they talked about, that was sufficient. Or if you just wanted to talk about one story, that was good as well. I didn't have cable growing up. I grew up in a fiscally challenged home. Now I'm fiscally conservative. Semantics is funny. And I had to go to my neighbor's house and watch the news with him and his family. And I realized right then how much and how different it was on how we were taking in the news. So it's also about our perspective and how we relate to it and how much do we believe in what that person's saying, and therefore somebody else has said it, so it's got to be right. That's one of the biggest problems that the media is doing. And I see it all the time, and I just wish sometimes I could yank on them and be like, stop doing that and just give us the real news. Don't give us your opinions. Let us form our opinions. So we also had other types of news growing up, which was like, but like they would bust myths, or they would get a report from somebody where a business was doing this person wrong, or this person couldn't get a refund, investigation journalism. And that was really nice. I really enjoyed that. I just think it's crazy that 90% of the U.S. media market is held by six corporations. And so with that being said, you should really understand what is being shoved down our throat and how much we should listen or not listen, which leads me to one of the biggest obvious topics that we should be talking about, because the media is spinning this because it's absolutely ridiculous. We're not getting the truth. We're not getting the truth from the judicial system. We're not getting the truth from the DOJ. We're not getting the proof and real news from the Bureau of Prisons. We're not getting the truth from the law enforcement, from the prison, or from the media. What happened to Epstein? You know, we were told that he tried to commit suicide, and then we were told that he was put on suicide watch. And now it's all coming out that he wasn't on suicide watch, that they forgot to check on him, that the guy that was watching over him was not even supposed to be there. He was a step-in, a fill-in, and he wasn't even an officer for the prison, that he was supposed to be in a free zone where he's not going to commit suicide. But the point is we're not hearing the media, and we're not hearing the truth, whether from anywhere, from the DOJ, the BOP, or anybody. We're not getting full responsibility for what truly happened. And that is biased media, and that's horrible. And that's exactly what the problem is. Why aren't we asking? It's obvious what, where and how and why are we not getting the truth? So I do think that this is something that we could fix. But I think first off, it starts with education. Because we shouldn't limit anybody's freedom of speech or freedom of press or freedom of religion. So we need to take this token on an educational basis and not limit what the media says, but also understand that we need to be better viewers. We need to be more diligent, and we need to take responsibility for our own opinions and how we form them. And we need to be responsible for doing our own research, right? You just don't believe everything that you see or you hear on the media because somebody else says it. We were always raised to, I was raised to do my research, form my own opinions, and listen to everybody and be fair and open and honest with everybody. So when I get into Congress, that's something that I, when elected into Congress, that's something that I want to work with the educational system about. I was a teacher, so I understand the importance of it, and put media education into our learning institutions so that they understand and can spot biased news and learn how to form their own opinions, their own educated opinions about what the media is giving us. Well, I appreciate y'all tuning in. My name is Adela Wisdom. For more information about every topic I'm covering, go to adelawisdom.com. That's AdelaWisdom.com. Click on the issues tab, and you'll see all the questions that we've covered. And inside of each of those web pages is my written response. There's also all of my contact information for my address, my cell phone number, my email address. So write me, call me, or email me and let me know. You can also find all of my Facebook or my social media there, my Twitter. I have Instagram and I have Facebook and YouTube. I also do a YouTube video, so that's uploaded on there, and the link to the radio show is there. So if you've missed any of the episodes, feel free to come check it out and learn more about what I feel I can bring to Congress. My donation page is up and going. Your donations are essential to winning my campaign. This is going to be a primary. It's so far there's four of us running for this position, and the incumbent who's been in there and seated for 12 years, who's already raised $600,000. So we got our work cut out for us, folks. Time to bring change to District 3. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Like I said, if you have any questions or concerns, give me a call and join me tomorrow as we talk about another episode. I hope you all have a wonderful Monday and take care. Bye. Thank you.